Michael Roth pulls his truck up to the curb beside a large green recycling bin. Using a keypad by the steering wheel, he maneuvers a hydraulic claw that grabs the bin, lifts, and tips it. Newspapers, junk mail, cardboard boxes, cans, and bottles, both glass and plastic, clatter down a chute into the truck. A few more taps on the keypad and the bin is set back on the curb. For Roth, the biggest advantage of the new system is he doesn't have to get out of the truck and do the heavy lifting he used to do.
Doing this every day for years and years, picking up, twisting your body, throwing up heavy glass bags, stuff like that. It takes a toll on your body. I have a 3-inch scar on my leg from being cut there. Bad back, slipped on ice. Had to get hauled away by an ambulance. Nasty stuff.
Now, he says, the biggest risk is getting carpal tunnel from tapping on the keypad.
We'd probably laugh at someone who did that.
The numbers aren't in yet, but the city expects to save $150,000 a year in workmen's compensation expenses. The numbers are in on landfill savings. The city has dumped about 70 tons a week less in the landfill for a savings of more than $40,000 since the program started. George Dreckman manages Madison's recycling program.
The new system has gotten people to change their behavior and recycle more, and that's been something we're really thrilled with.
Laziness appears to be the main reason this system is successful. People are encouraged to throw everything except garbage into the bin. No more sorting glossy from plain paper or tearing out the plastic windows on envelopes. They're all made of water-soluble material now. And most importantly, you don't need to check the recycling number on your plastic containers. That means more usable plastic and paper is making it to the Illinois company that sorts all the recyclables. Dreckman says the company uses a new computer-operated camera that sorts the plastics as it moves down a conveyor belt.
They read the amount of light that passes through the plastic as it passes over the camera. And then at the end of the sorting line, then, that computer is triggered based on what the camera sends it to do a separation using an air jet.
Still, what's known as junk plastic accounts for a large amount of the 8% of the city's recycling stream that is not being reused to make new products. Dreckman says he's hoping industry will come up with ways to make something useful from it.
There's this fear that it's going to end up like some of the electronics. It's going to be put in a bale and shipped off as ballast to some third world country where it's going to end up polluting the backwaters there. We're hopeful that we'll find something a little more progressive.
Dreckman is also hoping more public education will eliminate the other source of waste in the recycling system, the few people who are carelessly dumping garbage in the recycling bins. Madison is one of more than a dozen communities in the state that have shifted to a one-bin, single-stream recycling system. National recycling experts say as automated sorting technologies improve, it's likely more communities will follow suit. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.